And this week, we're broadcasting from the studios of KJZZ in Arizona, where reporters from the station's Fronteras desk have just finished a series tracing the journey that migrants make from their countries of origin to the United States. On Monday, we heard about migrants from Honduras who are attempting to flee their country's violence and poverty and cross the southwestern U.S. border. Today, the focus is on migrants from Central Africa. More than 400 of them sought asylum in Portland, Maine this summer, where the newcomers discovered a wealth of hospitality. Laurel Morales reports.
Renewed violence in Central Africa has thousands of people fleeing the Democratic Republic of Congo this year, among them Joseph Yakini, his wife, and three children. He says he was persecuted for his political beliefs. The Yakinis flew to Brazil, then made the brutal journey north.
Pour nous, c'était traumatisant. Pour moi, ma femme et les enfants. On m'avait
frappé. Yakini says it was a traumatizing journey for them. When they arrived in Colombia, someone beat him in front of his family and took everything they had, all that was precious to them.
C'était vraiment traumatisant pour moi et ma famille.
Without money, they had to make much of the journey by foot. In Panama, they had to walk through a rainforest where the jungle is so thick with trees it always felt like nighttime. They had to step over dead bodies, other migrants who would not make it to the U.S.
Panama aussi, c'est l'étape qui est très, très, très difficile dans la vie pour traverser.
After 5 months, the Yakinis reached the U.S.-Mexico border. A Catholic church in Texas paid for their tickets to Maine, where the family sought refuge in the city of Portland's Expo Center with hundreds of others like them. They slept on cots, wore donated clothes, and signed up to shower as a family.
Bon, à mon arrivée ici dans le territoire américain, c'était un soulagement.
Yakini says it was a relief, but he did not feel settled. He knew the asylum process could take years.
Illégal, pas de papiers, on était vraiment pas sûr.
As grueling as the journey was, many asylum seekers say it was worth it. Henrique Malonda, a civil rights activist, says in Africa he feared for his life.
We saw people being killed. We saw people being kidnapped. We saw people disappear. So as we ran investigations, we were finding dead bodies, people dumped into ditches. My grandfather was one of the victims.
Central Africa has been mired in violence for decades. When war broke out in Congo 20 years ago, Khadija Ahmad got out.
Then they were burning and just killing everybody who looked like Tutsi. Even though you were Congolese, it didn't matter.
Today, at Portland's Preble Street Soup Kitchen, Ahmad is known as the vegetable lady.
You know the TV show Chop?
Mm-hmm.
They got nothing on us. This is Chop.
Ahmad says they make do with whatever ingredients they get. And recently, she made fombwa, a Congolese favorite, for the hundreds of Central Africans staying at the Expo Center.
The thing with leaving your country, the food will never be the same. Food is what makes you welcome. I felt that this was what I could offer them. Let them know, you are welcome here. We got you.
And it's not just Ahmad. Many people have offered whatever they could.
Farmers, they will donate goats. Goats! A whole goat! I had like at some point 3 goats sitting in the freezer.
The Expo Center could only house the asylum seekers through mid-August. Several organizations help them find homes in and around Portland where services are convenient. 40 families wound up with host families like the Rosenbergs. Lauren Rosenberg helps Maria Casima from Angola unpack her groceries.
Manis?
Lettuce.
Lettuce.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Potato.
Huh?
Potato.
Potato.
Lauren and her husband have 3 small children and a dog, so adding a family of 3 has doubled the noise in the house. But the Rosenbergs say it's also multiplied the joy.
It's been great. I love chatting with Maria half the time. We don't know what we're saying, but lots of charades, but there's always a big hug and kiss at the end of it.
Director of Portland's emergency shelter, Sarah Ewing Merrill, says these families have no place else to go.
And we are really the end of the line. So they're coming here not just for shelter, but they're coming here to make a life when their life has fallen apart.
She says the hard part is knowing that that life in the U.S. for these refugees is on shaky ground under the current administration's asylum policies. But José Mavongo of the Angolan territory of Cabinda isn't complaining. He wears a T-shirt with an American flag and wipes tears away as he says he and his wife finally feel safe.
It's a kind of joy that, excuse me, you need to see your past and compare your past to the present so then you can know what is the gratitude means.
For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales reporting from Portland, Maine.